Scott, the unveiling of the Butter Cow and Calf and the featured sculpture here at this Ohio State Fair is, as Virgil Strickler described, a real tradition.
Yeah, it's an honor for the dairy industry to have this rich tradition, and we try not to let the consumers or our dairy farmers down. Every year we make sure that the Butter Cow and Calf are beautiful images of what this dairy industry is all about. But having a feature sculpture that represents Ohio's symbols and all the character and the traditions that we have in this state are exemplified through some of these. And of course, you know, symbols are here today, and there may be even some new ones coming down the road. So it's neat to be able to showcase them here. We're delighted that the sculptors did a beautiful job on the craftsmanship of each one of those symbols that accompanies the cow and calf.
How long has this been a part of the Ohio State Fair?
You know, we go back a number of years when the State Fair first began. The dairy manufacturers used to do a butter sculpture. So it goes back into the 30s that we know of for sure. Now, there aren't a lot of photos from back then, so it's really hard to identify the exact year. But it's got a rich history. And so obviously the technology's improved. And the one thing that we did that was new the last year was we put in a brand new cooler here at the State Fair. So the cow and calf is going to be able to hold up under the heat and the sweat and the challenges of the weather throughout the fair. So we're pretty excited about the fact that she's got a nice home in there.
Well, the building itself has a rich history here on this Ohio State Fairgrounds.
That's right. And the State Fair has been wonderful to work with. It's a great opportunity for us to showcase not just the dairy farmers and what we contribute, but also our processing and manufacturing industry. Farmers work hard to produce a high-quality, safe, and wholesome milk supply. It's the processors who then turn that milk into milk and cheese and yogurt and other dairy foods that consumers come to enjoy and trust every day. Being able to showcase those products here at the fair and serve consumers a delightful treat is an honor for us, and one we don't take lightly. So on behalf of Ohio's dairy industry and processing community, we welcome consumers, and we look forward to serving them.
And something new for them this year, a featured ice cream.
Yeah, they've got the blueberry sweet corn ice cream. Velvet Ice Cream is our supplier again this year, and they challenged themselves to come up with something fun and different. So we encourage consumers to come and taste for themselves and let us know what they think.
Scott, I can't end this interview without congratulating you on an honor that you're going to be receiving, and that's being inducted into the Ohio State Fair Hall of Fame. Congratulations.
Well, thank you very much. And I must say it's truly an honor, and it's kind of humbling when you stop and think about how quickly 31 fairs can pass by. But this is my 31st Ohio State Fair. I've had the opportunity of working on behalf of Ohio's dairy farmers each and every one of those years. I take great honor in doing that. I want to make sure that they were served well and that their reputation at this building and on this fairground is done well. So we make sure we do it right in the dairy products building. And of course, then working with our farmers who and their exhibitors that bring their livestock and show their cattle here. They do a fantastic job of showcasing Ohio's livestock, how well we care for animals, and the beautiful animals that we show here, as well as how important it is to consumers to be able to see us in action, know the quality of workmanship and the effort we put forward. So it's an honor for me to be recognized for my 30 years of experience here, and it's been a privilege.
Scott, thank you for taking a few minutes to visit with us.
Thank you very much for having me. I appreciate it.